Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today, Wing Lam. Hi, Wing.
Nice to meet you.
How are you? The co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco.
Nice to
They're
be
so
here.
Good.
Thank you.
There's a free commercial right off the bat. And it's nice knowing you. Yeah. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or did you just into this?
I thought I wanted to be corporate America, try to fit in, right? Mm-hmm. So I tried that for a little while, and then I decided I didn't really like people telling me what to do every day. And I thought maybe there's a better way. So the rest of, you know, my dad always had his own little restaurant on Balboa Island. So I'm like, hey, we got to give it a try. And the rest is history.
Why fish?
We wanted to be different because, first of all, a Chinese guy from Brazil making Mexican food didn't sound that good.
Sounds like a movie to me.
So I thought, hey, maybe we'll make fish tacos and be really different. If you're going to be different, you might as well go all the way. So,
and was it a hit right away?
It took a little bit, about a month or two to kind of get people warmed up to the idea. Because one, we didn't fry our fish, we grilled it. So that was one hurdle to overcome. And two, we didn't do our typical refried beans and Mexican red rice. We didn't white rice and black beans from Brazil. So that was another hurdle. But once kind of people got used to the idea of grilled fish, white rice, and black beans, so the rest is history.
What was your first paying job?
My first paying job, actually, I used to wash dishes.
Me too.
At a French restaurant across the street from my dad's restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
And how much you make?
Oh, God, probably a couple of bucks an hour.
Yeah. What'd you learn there?
I learned
how to clean a dish.
How to clean glasses, wine glasses. You can't have any spots on wine glasses.
Is that the dunk in out?
Oh, no, and you got to hand dry them.
Right.
Yeah. So I learned from
that. So you were washing dishes in a high class place. A
very high end place, yeah.
I was in a diner. Worst job you've ever had?
Worst job is probably running a kiosk at Disneyland one summer. And I don't know what they thought, but selling fortune cookies. I'm like, why an Asian kid selling fortune cookies on a pier at Disneyland? That was probably the worst.
How many hours do you work a day now?
I still probably get in, about 8 to 10 hours a day, yeah.
And can you find something to do every hour?
Yes, I'm always, there's always
you
something.
You like to have fun at work.
Yes, yes. There's always somebody that has a question, or I'm trying to make sure that we're, you know, planning. So there's a lot of planning and execution.
Let's talk about, we talked about it earlier out there.
Yeah.
Work-life balance. I know you got a new child in your home and you have an older son, right?
Yeah.
But how do you balance all, you have 65 stores.
Yes.
So how do you balance all that?
You try to, you know, keep the business to business and then, you know, you're away from the business, your family time to that. But, you know, inevitably there's a little bit crossover because I've done a lot of things. So there's always somebody trying to, you know, get a little time to ask me questions about what I do and how can they do it better, right?
And you always find time for charity. I mean, you're doing you do so many charities. We've worked on a couple together, I think. But and all my friends go to them, and you're on the first tee at golf tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, literally this week we got three tournaments, you know, back to back to back. But it's one of those where whenever we come into an event, we always try to do a little bit better than what has been done in the past. And that's the reason they always ask us to come back.
And it's good to give back, too.
Oh, it's awesome. Oh,
do you have any weird hobbies?
I would say
that you can talk about.
I have a if I got anything that's weird.
What's your hobby?
Well, I like to surf, obviously, because I live at the beach. I like to snowboard, wakeboard, and play golf.
What's the one adjective that describes you as an entrepreneur?
You know, they always joke about me thinking outside the box or whatever. I think I'm a really good guy that can anticipate. I think that's more than anything else. Because if you can anticipate, you can find a need before anybody else has that need.
And what's the next need for Wahoos?
It's going to be, I think, around, I mean, we talk about wellness, but we also talk about flavor. And the two are not exactly on the same page. Something that tastes good is not necessarily good for you. So trying to find that perfect balance.
You're my new best friend. Please find it. I mean, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Our guest is the co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco. I'm hungry. Wing Lamb. Do you rely on advice of others in your company, Wing?
I do. I mean, I'm always asking for people because it's like, don't think that you know everything. So I always ask around. You know, people may have some good advice.
And if how it much doesn't advice do you need?
Just every now and then, you know, just like, how would you do this?
Right.
And like, you see trends, right? So I'll ask some of my friends in the industry that say, hey, what do you see happening like in workman's comp? Things like that, because all of a sudden you see little things happening. It's just nice to kind of get ahead of it.
Do you micromanage? You don't micromanage.
No, I don't. I let people, like, you hire people to do a job. Right. Don't tell them how to do it.
Someone told me that the biggest hire for a fast food franchise is the manager. You got to find a good manager.
Yeah. I would
say, how do you find those people?
It's hard because a lot of ours have grown with us. You know, there's a few that we hired as managers,
right,
but the best ones tend to be the ones that we've hired and trained them because they know from the ground
stuck
up.
With them.
And then we stuck with them. Yeah. They're great people.
If an employee is rude or disrespectful and you find out, what do you do about that? Do you talk to them or right away say out?
No, we try to talk to them first. And like I said, before we even get to that point, we try not to hire people that are rude in general. And we try to explain.
But everybody has their days.
Yeah, everybody's got their days. So we'll give everybody, you know, what I call it, the break. But, you know, just understand that, you know, the customer, you know, we got to take care of that because otherwise we're not going to have any money.
There's nothing worse than ordering fast food from a rude, I'm not saying that you have them, but from a rude person behind the counter.
But in any business, it doesn't matter whether you're an attorney or an hourly, you just can't be rude. You know, if somebody's paying you for a job, do your job.
And how about friends and family? Is it a good idea to hire friends and family?
Good and bad.
I know you take a lot of advice from your wife.
Hey, I would say good and bad, but understand that they still have a job to
do. There's a boundary.
There's a boundary. Job is a job. Friendship comes after.
Yeah. Because I think people who hire their family out of charity or they just need a
it's
job.
A bad idea.
Not going to happen.
No.
What is your strength as a CEO?
I think it's I'm open-minded.
You're likable, I can tell you that.
And I mean, I'll give everybody an opportunity, you know, to prove me wrong or prove themselves right. And basically, you know, hey, if you tell me you can do something, go do it. And I'm not going to micromanage you. And so the idea is, you know, allow people the freedom to do what they're good at. And then don't criticize them if that's what you're hiring them for.
What's not on your resume that might surprise all of us?
The one thing which is really crazy is way back in the 80s. When
first of all, I'm still trying to get over the having you sell a fortune cookie. But go ahead.
One of the crazy things that probably nobody knows about is the fact that in the early 80s, there was this whole movement with aerobics. And like anything else that I've done in my life, you're going to find out is I tend to want to be really good at what I do.
Right.
So I learned how to play tennis. I learned how to play golf. I learned how to swim. I taught myself how to do a lot of things. So along the way, I got really good at aerobics. And I almost competed in the aerobics competition that you see on TV. But I was like, okay, I'm good enough. I can teach some fun classes as a sub, whatever. And that's about it.
I got addicted to Taibo.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And I was there every morning, every day.
It's awesome.
And that has kept me in shape all this time.
Amazing.
You know, Wayne Gretzky brought me in, said, you think you're in shape? I said, yeah. He said, come to this class.
And you're like, you can't move your arms.
Where do you develop your new ideas? Or are there any, do you need new ideas? Tacos are tacos.
Well, the interesting part for me is when you see our little taco truck cruising around town, chances are I'm the one driving it. So when I go to events, I try new things, and I see what the competition, everybody's doing, and I'll try to tweak things And one of the things that we came up with recently is everybody talks about cutting carbs out, right? Because everybody wants to, you know, watch what they eat.
Not me.
Hey, we always had two tortillas for a taco because it holds things together. Well, I came up with a way of using one tortilla and not having it fall apart. So you just cut 50% of the carbs in a taco.
No, that's a new idea. And it works, but it works. Some people love the carbs.
Yeah, but again, not everybody does, so you can still have your two if you want.
That's the thing. How do you please everybody?
Well, you just kind of, you got to have a couple of different things on the menu. So you can, like you said, build it your way. So we got people that want all the carbs they want, and we got people that don't want any. So, and then there's people in between.
Do you have a mentor?
Actually, my dad is the best example. I mean, him, just his work ethic is unbelievable. And he is the guy that will see something. I'm like, why can't I do that? And I'm like, you're in your mid-80s. You shouldn't be doing that. But he still thinks, he actually does cook, and he has a great time doing it.
Do you have an entrepreneur that you like?
Actually, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. I would say probably the one guy, it's his ability to communicate. It's not what he does. It's his ability to communicate. So Anthony Robbins is by far the best guy I've ever seen on TV and live, where you can sit there and listen to him for like 10 hours because he knows how to talk to everybody in the audience.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Back in a moment.
Some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit *848. That's *848. *848.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Business Rockstars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Wing Lam, my new best friend, co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco. Lots of ideas flying through this guy, and it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
If you had to do a 30-second pitch on your company, what would it be? You don't have to anymore. Well, maybe you do.
I do. I tell people is we're the last of the restaurants our size that still make everything from scratch at every location.
In the location?
In the location.
So there's nothing's no frozen and...
Well, things do come frozen.
Yeah, I get that.
But nothing is prepackaged somewhere else and served to you.
Now, we talked earlier about why fish.
Yeah.
How did you get this idea?
Well, all the surf trips down to Mexico, I went to San Diego State.
How drunk were you when you said, let's have fish tacos?
Well, it wasn't so much drinking, but, you know, a lot of the surfing. But yeah, it was one of those things where it was the staple in all the surf communities down south of the border.
Fish tacos.
Fish tacos. And nobody was doing
it. Hard shell or soft shell?
Soft shell.
Soft shell.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
Since 1988, 27 years.
So you've had a decent run. How many employees?
We got about 1,500 all in.
And is it harder now? Now that you've got 65 shops,
yeah.
What do you call them?
Stores.
Stores, yeah. Whatever I call them.
Yeah, shops.
Is it easier now than it was?
Because
you're kind of on a roll? No?
No, because back when I started, it was me. I mean, there weren't as many people in my category or other people doing quick casual, we call them. Mm-hmm. So there were all the fast food and all the high-end restaurants. So I came in that middle space. And people are like, whoa, this is a nice little place because you can make a nice margin. So sandwich shops, hamburger guys, more taco guys all came into my space. So there's a lot more competition now than there ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Wing Lam is our guest, co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco. If you were your own employee, what would you think of you?
That I'm a fun guy to work for.
Right. Are you always this fun?
I am. It doesn't really matter. I could be washing dishes, sweeping the floor. I'm still going to have fun.
Yeah, you still want to work there, right?
I still want to work there.
That's a big thing about floors. And I'm not talking about your business. But how important is it to have these places spick and span clean?
Women judge a restaurant
by
the bathrooms.
Right.
So bathrooms, floor, everything has to be immaculate. And again, my quote-unquote entry-level guys are the ones responsible with the not so much fun work.
Right.
So I make sure.
But the important work.
Yes. So I always make sure that whenever I stop by a store, those are the guys that I go say hi to first.
And you do stop by.
I do stop by.
He's coming to look at you. I like that. How do you differentiate? I mean, there's so many fast food places. How do you differentiate yourself from the competition?
Like I said, we're doing things that I think are just
fish taco for one.
Yeah, healthier for you. I mean, again, nothing against the burgers and all the other guys. For general purposes, I don't think you should be eating that much meat. So probably the leanest
Damn
protein.
Irish.
Oh, well, yeah. But the fish, you know, is the leanest protein.
But you're right. I mean, it's good and it's healthy.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
healthy.
It's kind of simple.
Yeah.
When you started your company, Wing, how did you start off financially?
I borrowed $30,000 from my mom and dad. Because I knew I could pay it off in a year if I didn't work out.
Right.
And the rest, we self-financed the first handful. Eventually, got a credit from the bank. And then at about 5 years in, we actually did our first out-of-state franchise.
Right.
So about half of the stores are franchised with other people's money, and half are corporately.
And now you just go on reputation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but you got to keep that.
Oh yeah, you do.
Reputation going. Do you study the competition?
I look at what
everybody. Learn anything from, pardon the expression, McDonald's or Del Taco?
I look at the efficiencies, what you're looking for. The one thing that they all do really well is they all use commissaries, which is central processing. And I just can't cross that bridge yet because I don't think people should go out to eat food that has been made somewhere else. That's the reason you go out to eat.
Right.
So if I wanted to go.
So what are you talking about? They make their.
They have a central kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Most of the fast food guys do. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we go to supermarkets and everything you buy in the supermarket has a shelf life.
Right.
And that's what happens. But in order to have a shelf life, you need to stabilize the food or preserve it.
What's the biggest mistake you think you've made? Besides coming in here in shorts, it's 40 below in this room.
But like you said, early on was hiring friends and family members.
Right.
So one of my craziest first fires that I had to do, I had to fire my nephew. And that didn't feel good. But, you know.
But I mean, as a CEO, these are responsibilities that you have to do eventually.
Yeah.
Social media, do you use it?
We do. We're very engaged in Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter and all that.
How much does that change your business?
A lot. I mean, it's a very, if you're good at it, it's a very good way to cost-effectively promote your business.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Wing Lam is our guest. Man, you do a lot of charities.
We have a lot of fun.
You know, and that's good. Not a lot. Would you suggest that entrepreneurs, the cynical thing is that it'll help you eventually.
It does, yeah.
But you don't, I'm sure you don't care about that.
No.
That's not the reason.
Yeah.
But you help cancer, you help kids, you help hospitals, St. Jude's, all this stuff. Tell other entrepreneurs what a feeling that gives you down here, because that's a...
It's, more than anything else, it's the right thing to do, because you'd be amazed at when, quote-unquote, you're going to need that. Because, you know, like, I do stuff for Alzheimer's. Asians, by general, are not affected by it, but all of a sudden, one of my closest friends' father was able to get a better housing because I happen to be a big supporter of Alzheimer's.
And I've always thought the one of your, well, actually Arnold Schwarzenegger taught me that as you get older, your biggest relationship should be your hospital and your doctors.
Absolutely.
And you're connected. So God forbid anything happens to me, I'm calling you away.
You got it.
It won't be for fish tacos. How do you stand out from the competition? I mean, the very word fish taco and wahoo does, but how do you stand out if there was another taco place next to you?
The difference is how many Asian guys are making tacos. Right there, I already stand out. How many guys have a goatee, long hair, the whole thing?
Right.
So by just the ethnical background that I have, I stand out from all the other Hispanic eateries. And then the rest is basically the way I carry my business. I mean, none of them are really catering to the action sports, all the things that I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. So I have just a huge, you know, local community sports celebrity database of people that I've helped and now are more than willing to step up and help us.
And when people come to work for you, how do you encourage them to come up with new ideas?
I just tell them if you don't
like
something.
I don't know, he won't like it.
Well, if they don't like something, tell me how you like it. And literally, like right now with one of my kitchen chefs, Maria, her and I are tweaking different things and we'll sit there, what about this? What about that? And I don't tell her she's right or I don't tell her I'm right. She says, how do you like it? And together we'll brainstorm different things. Well, I think you should add more of this. You should do more of that.
Right.
And that's how we end up in.
How many tacos do you put out a day, do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, it's in the thousands.
Maybe I'll ask the owner. But lots, right?
A lot of tacos.
Yeah. Tens of thousands?
Oh, tens of thousands.
Yeah, okay. So do you ever sit back and marvel at what you've created?
No, I just,
come on.
No, because what I do is I want, like even your son, I want them to say, because this is crazy.
Right.
I don't want to say it because to me, it's like, yeah, I do it every day. I want other kids and other friends of mine to say, this is crazy.
Yeah. Is that what you're most proud of?
Yes. I love more than anything else doing things that are so unexpected that people look at me and go, you didn't have to do that. I said, I know.
You're not going to put a hamburger on your menu, are you?
No.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. You've been watching Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Does drinking coffee cause cancer? A California judge recently ordered restaurants and retailers to warn customers that drinking coffee could cause cancer. But state officials there are now saying, no, it doesn't. This bizarre situation arose because a California law requires all products that contain certain chemicals to display a cancer warning, even if the chemical appears in such a small amount as to pose no risk. The law has led to some outrageous warning labels that you may have seen on a variety of products, like the label on a fishing lure made from lead that warns, harmful if swallowed. Let's be fair. The state agency that implements that law has allowed all sorts of ridiculous warning labels over the years, but this time it says enough is enough.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guest today is Tony Gaucher. He's the CEO and founder of Spritz. Good to have you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what is Spritz? I mean, we got it right here. Let's see.
So Spritz is the first all-natural 2-in-1 breath and hand freshener for your hands and for your breath.
That's real good.
You know, all-natural, zero calories, sugar-free. It's a better alternative for a lot of things that people are using right there. It's less mess.
Like myself.
It keeps you fresh and on the go. That's right.
I can remember doing Listerine strips. You're like, no. I'm like, what is your company? And you're like, boop.
There you go. That's Spritz. That's what it's all about.
I dig it, man. What has been maybe the best experience you've had so far with this company?
The best experience, second to going on Shark Tank,
of course,
because Shark Tank was awesome.
Shark Tank's number one.
Shark Tank is number one. Just the experience of getting the feedback from the customers. Mm. You know, the people actually that are buying the product, they love it. They love it. I mean, we get comments on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram for people saying, you know, I went on my smoke break or a coffee break and I went back inside and I didn't have to embarrass my coworkers because I don't smell like the aftermath of cigarette smoke or cigars or stinky coffee, you know, from my coffee break. So it's like one of our slogans is coffee break, not coffee breath. You know, so just seeing the feedback and hearing the feedback from our customers is just awesome. You know, things like that.
So you said social media.
Yeah.
You said social media.
Yeah.
What are you doing on social media? Nowadays, we got literally babies and children all the way up to old people on social media and then everybody in between with primary users. Yeah. But what are you guys doing? You said Instagram, you hinted at some things, but what are you really doing that's having an actual effect on sales?
So we're doing videos. We're doing short 15-second videos. I'm getting real people to try Spritz. We're
just pure social proof.
People that are buying, you know, they'll send in photos. They'll tag Spritz Me on Instagram, on Facebook. And even on YouTube, there's people that do reviews on it. Hmm. So we're just spreading the word through our social media. We're telling everybody, if you're buying Spritz, go ahead and throw a picture up. We post every single day. You know, we don't put it in your face and just hit you over the head with like we're selling it. We're just letting you know that this is the newest product on the market. It's a healthy alternative to all those other things you've been using.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the revolutionary breath freshener of the world. So
were you big on social media beforehand? Like, were you somebody grinding on it?
Or was
you were?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I'm getting better at it now because social media is a science.
It is.
Oh, man.
If you're going to use it right.
Right.
There's a strategy. There's a tactic. Yes. There's a science to learning.
Yeah. Do you know what Phantom ads are?
I'm familiar with everything about Facebook.
I didn't know what Phantom ads were. Yeah. Until now.
You guys are using boosted posts and you guys are doing retargeting and things like that?
Yes, we're doing retargeting.
Which is so interesting because it's with a spray. You wouldn't think that you'd be doing it, but I love the fact that you guys are.
Yeah, because we have to educate the consumer. You know, a lot of people say, well, spray it in my mouth and in my hands. So they need to see the videos. They need to see other people doing this after they had a tuna sandwich.
I got you,
You know, or after a smoke break, spraying it in their mouth, spraying it on their hands and going back to work. They need to see that, and we're putting that on our social media.
What about trade shows? I feel like that would be, you guys have something here, well, you need to be testing it, and it, like, for me, it was just like, boom.
Yeah.
Now I'm a Spritz guy, because the second I did it, on both, I was like, okay.
Nice.
I get
it.
So that's people need
part
to test
of the plan
it.
To do trade shows in the coming future. It was still somewhat new to me at the moment. I'm still learning a lot about business, you know, and where to go and where to be. So trade shows are in the near future. I'm hoping to do the trade show next May in Chicago. It's one of the biggest confectionery trade shows where all the candy companies, the mom and pop stores.
That's where you need to be, for sure.
That's where we're going. You know, even if I have to walk around with a bag of Spritz, just passing it out, I'm going to be there and I'm going to make a presence. Spritz will be there.
So I'm curious to know, because I have maybe a potential thing for you to consider.
Yeah.
Is there sugar?
No, we use stevia.
Okay, so just a thought, because one of my friends is one of the world's best dentists.
Okay.
He was actually the founder of Night White and Zoom Whitening.
Oh, no, I've seen that online.
So I'm thinking this might be something that you could partner with dentists.
Yep.
I feel like dentists could be referring this out just constantly.
Send your buddy over to us. We'll talk to him. Because that actually is one of the markets we want to tap into, especially since we don't use sugar.
Yeah. Because that would deter most people.
Exactly.
What am I doing? But if a professional is telling you, then you're going to be like, oh, this is my new thing.
Exactly. So we're looking to work with dentists as well as the healthcare and like spas. A lot of people
all
in spas.
All of those things, exactly.
So it's not just for, a lot of people think it's just for smokers.
It
no,
seems
it's
more
not.
Elegant that way, too.
Ah, that's right. That's right. Okay. So that's where we're hitting.
What is the margin? Or not necessarily the margin, but the cost is what I'm really asking. Is it $1.99? What does it cost?
The cost is $3.33
right now. Perfect.
And I'm looking to bring that down. There's always some talk about it being a luxury item.
When you get started, typically things are going to cost more because you haven't had the margin kick in where you're doing a million of these things in a week.
Right. And I want everyone to be able to afford it. But at the same time, you know, I don't want it to be just a 99-cent item, but I do want everyone to afford it. But who knows? You know, that's something, again, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not a know-it-all.
That's a big distinction.
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody's actually a know-it-all. People just pretend to be, and I don't think anyone actually likes know-it-alls. Nobody's ever been like, oh, I know this guy. He thinks he's a know-it-all, and he's my favorite. People hate know-it-alls, so I love the fact that you make the distinction.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, right, we're going to have ups. We're going to have downs. Yeah. I'm curious, though. You're somebody who actually took the hustle and the grind serious.
Yeah.
You made this thing happen.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs out there that have limiting beliefs, self-doubts, uncertainty about what direction to take. Mm-hmm. When do I get started? How much time and energy and money do I need?
Yeah.
Limiting beliefs like, I don't have the connections. I don't have the money. I don't know how to do it. What if I fail?
Yeah.
Well, you did it. So what's your advice to an aspiring entrepreneur who's sitting on the fence. Mm-hmm. They have a 9-to-5 job and they have this idea that mm-hmm. they want to take to fruition. What's your advice for them?
Don't let perfect get in the way of good. Done is better than perfect.
Yes. You know, I love that.
Just get it done.
Yeah.
When we auditioned for Shark Tank, I won't lie, I wasn't ready. The team I was working with at the time said, no, we're going. And I said, you know what? Let's just go. We'll get ready.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a dream, if you have a something that you believe in, just give it a shot. Not everyone is going to believe in you, but you have to believe in yourself. Again, my thoughts will transform my future. What I think today will transform my tomorrow. So I don't care if I don't have all the money right now.
Yeah.
I'll find a way to get it. I don't care if I don't know everyone. I'll find a way to know everyone.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it will happen. Doors will open, but you have to be persistent and you have to believe. I'm a firm believer in myself, as well as the spirits, the universe, whatever you want to call it. No one's going to stop me. You could, when we can leave this interview, you can laugh at me all day long, but guess what? I'm going to keep on going. And that's what I tell aspiring entrepreneurs.
Well, you just said like 15 things that I'd love to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Turn it even into a blog article, but I'm going to just say, you love your passion, brother. And I'll
pick
one of the amazing things that you said in the beginning, which was done is
better than perfect.
Yep. Founder and CEO of Spritz. Tony Gaucher is our guest right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Again, Tony Gaucher is joining us. Love Spritz, by the way, brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to just do myself another little spritz.
Yeah, let me get a little some more right there.
Truly delicious.
Thank you so much.
Truly delicious. Let's talk about partnerships real quick.
Okay.
Do you have some great partners?
Right now, so we started with the Spritz. When you saw us on Shark Tank, there were two other business partners.
Okay.
Now they're acting as advisors, and I do have other partners right now. Actually, I take that back. Not partners that own the company. I 100% own the company, but I have advisors that work with Spritz.
Okay.
So I'm still looking for people because I can't run this company by myself. It takes a team to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, but I have great resources, a great network of friends, people that I've met along the way. But I'm always still open to hearing, you know, ideas of partnership because I can't do it by myself.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for company culture, though? Because I know you guys are small, and I know you're starting
still up. Still small.
But one thing that we talk about here all the time is company culture and how important it is to start your business, whether it's systems or whether it's culture or anything like that, starting with the end in mind. And that doesn't mean waiting for your business to be where we've got 20 employees or 100 to put the systems in place to create the company culture. Start with great company culture and the end in mind. So, I mean, even if it's just you right now, Hassan, you said you got some advisors.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing to keep it fun and to stay passionate?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I mean, you were already saying some things like just keeping the mind sharp, which is something like that's an environment that you condition every day.
Yeah, so I'm real big on, you know, the motivating my team. You know, I have an intern, I motivate him.
I want everyone
to just not just have fun, but just believe. The culture with Spritz is just believe. Believe. Where we are today is not where we're going to be at tomorrow. Just believe. And also work your butt off.
Yeah. In the beginning, you got to wear every hat.
You have to wear every single hat.
Yeah.
If this was McDonald's, I'm on the fryer, I'm on the burgers, I'm at the cash register, I'm the janitor, wherever you are. So the culture is fun. I mean, with the people I am working with and partnering up with right now, it's fun.
Hmm.
But there's a level of seriousness when it comes to belief. I'm a firm believer in belief. You have to believe in what you're doing. If you're working with me and you don't believe in this product, we don't need to work together.
Yeah.
We just don't, you know? But if you work with me and you believe in the product and I believe in you, we're golden. We're golden. I'm an open door, my email, my phone, everything. If you have any questions, any problems, we can talk about it. I can be wrong a lot of times and I'll bring that up. But it's just believe. You got to believe.
So belief is obviously a value of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, unfortunately, people get conditioned through their environments.
Yep.
Those environments can be their parents, their friends, other family members, school, the news, social media, outside influences.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, most of us have our values unconsciously conditioned within us. We haven't sat down and said, I'm going to choose to value contribution and gratitude and integrity and growth, because those are going to serve me in these ways. We just typically have them unconditionally serving us.
That's true.
And you meet a lot of people, and you can tell because they're unhealthy, they're broke, they're stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell a lot of the times what their values are.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you've consciously chosen to have some values that have been serving you. Can you share what some of your internal values are that are serving you?
One is belief.
Yeah,
because
having a strong belief.
Well, see, I grew up, I didn't know I was poor when I grew up. I grew up poor. I grew up, like what you said, I had these different constraints on my life that said that I couldn't make it. My mother would always tell me I could, but the environment I grew up in, living in East Oakland, living in West Oakland, that environment told me, you're going to go to jail.
That's right.
You're
going
to die by the age of 25. I may be light-skinned, but I'm a young black man in Oakland,
California.
Not as
light-skinned as me, though.
But, you know, the odds were against me.
Yeah.
You know, I read books like The Code of the Extraordinary Mind that talks about breaking these rules. They're BS rules that you grow up with.
Yeah.
I was told that I wasn't going to make it from my city or the peers that I grew up with. I had to break that. So I just know that I was born for a reason. I was put on this earth for a reason. And my belief is out of this world.
Yeah,
you know, it's just, I just know I'm going to make it. I just know I have to make it. I believe in myself. I believe, you know, my name isn't Tony Victor for any reason. I'm the victorious one. I'm supposed to do something with my life.
Yeah.
Even though my city or my environment said no, people will tell you all the time, you're a product of your environment. That doesn't have to be true.
Yeah.
You can change it. So, you know, that's it's hard to get too emotional and passionate about it, but
that's just
a tough question because,
you
know, my life changed, you know, and I'm a firm believer in just what I believe in. Positivity, hardworking, and just believing in yourself. I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to be somebody. That's why I'm sitting here with you today.
This is exactly right here. Pop, 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 pop. This is what I'm saying. We got to get you on YouTube, brother.
Hey, we need to talk.
That's right.
We need to talk.
Tony Gaucher, brother, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. I'm going to be repping this stuff all the time from now, all right?
You can keep those.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Have a good one.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit *848. That's *848. *848.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guest today joining us is a serial entrepreneur, and his name is Jason Sullivan. Jason, it's great to have you, brother.
Mark, it's great to see you again, man. It's been a long time. Brother. Fantastic. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you, brother. Let's rock and roll. So how do we identify those key people to help us grow our business?
Well, Mark, it would all depend on what type of business that you want to be in, right? And what type of vertical that you wish to be in. But the first thing that I ask people, if they want to find the right people that can help them grow their business, right, is first thing is, what do they read? Right? Mm-hmm. What your targets, whenever you're looking for your prospects.
So why is that? Why do you want to know where they read?
Well, the reason is because those publications that are industry specific are going to have thought leaders in that particular space.
So it could be Fast Company, Forbes, things like that?
That's correct. Okay. Business magazines, whatever industry leading magazine that's out there. So think about, what do they read? And then you can also go and find those publications, start reading them, call through them. You're going to see other people that are in near advertising. You're going to see other thought leaders that are writing stories and publishing and whatnot. And then also you're going to see different events that are coming up, which leads me to the segue to the next part is, where do they gather? Right. So what do they read and where do they gather?
So like what groups are they a part of? What events are they attending? Things like that.
That's correct. Associations, clubs, even you can go to meetup. Right. There's a great place to meet other people with like minds and things like that. But the association and the expos, especially, those are things that you need to be mingling and shaking hands and kissing babies if you want to meet the right people. Right. Okay. There's a lot of other ways that you can find people, too. There's some really cool publications that are out there, like the business journals. So every single city or every single metropolitan area will have their own business journal, like we have the Los Angeles Business Journal.
Yeah.
They have a special list in there that's a treasure trove for finding the right people that can help you grow your business or be advisors to you potentially. Okay. And it's called the Business Book of List. Okay. The Business Journal.
And is
book
this free
of list.
For anybody?
The Book of List might cost you $10 to go pick up, or so if you can get a subscription, right? You
know, anyone can afford that.
Yeah, but anybody can afford it. Yeah, go and get a subscription to Los Angeles Business Journal if you're here locally or whatever city that you're in. Get a subscription. Get that Book of List. It'll show you all the top companies leading, starting from number one all the way down to the top 30 or top 50 or top 100, depending on the list.
Yeah.
And industry specific. And get in there. And what I did when I wanted to get in front of the right people in one of the companies that I had years ago, I was in the Tampa Bay area. So I went in Tampa Bay Business Journal. I found all the top leading industry CEOs that I wanted to emulate, that I wanted to learn from. And what I did is I wrote letters to those individuals starting from the number one. So always start at the top, right? It's always a lot different starting at the top than working your way from the bottom up, right? Because somebody's always there trying to stop you on the way up. Start at the top and work your way down.
So most people would think, hey, I should just try to go work my way up. You take it the opposite approach.
Absolutely.
Start at the top.
Opposite. Start at the very top, okay? Send your letter to the CEO and the VP of sales or whoever it is out there and copy each of them so each other knows that they were copied. Okay, so that now your target, who might be the VP of sales, knows that their CEO got the letter and that they could be watching on what's taking place with that letter and if there's a follow-up.
I like that. So you're getting other people involved and it kind of sparks the curiosity so they want to keep paying attention to where
it's going.
It's
called the circle of leverage letter. I can't remember where I learned that, but a long time ago. So whoever your target is, send a letter to that individual. right? Send it to their subordinate who might be bucking for their job. Send it to their peer who's jockeying with them for attention, and send it to their boss. Send it to all of them and make sure that all of them got copied in it, so everybody knows that they got it. Then they want to react to it, because if you're trying to pitch something, they don't know who you are. So why do they have a reason to care? Because they're getting a lot of different letters from a lot of different people, and they have gatekeepers and everything else that may be shuffling those letters and stacking them in a stack that may never ever get read, unfortunately. So
you got to be able to stand out.
You got to keep leverage. You got to create leverage where you don't have any. So what does everybody care about? They care about the relationships. So if they don't know who you are as a salesperson, they care about the relationships within their company. So if you send that letter to them, their subordinate, their peer, and their CEO, almost guarantee you they're going to respond to you.
And you've done this from a personal experience.
I've done this so many times, you can't even count. And it works.
So I love those strategies. I especially like the circle of leverage for the letter or for the email. What about some of the other stuff? I know you're doing some ninja stuff online with Twitter and social media. How can we use that to get in front of the right people?
We can't talk about that. No, actually, we have been building some software that helps exploit the social media networks in a good way, right? Yeah. In a legal way as well. But there's a lot of cool tricks that you can use out there on social media. One particular trick, Twitter, okay? And I know there's Instagram, there's Facebook, and there's all these other ones as well. But we've been lately specializing in Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/search-advanced. And a lot of people don't know about that particular tool, and they don't advertise.
Anyone can do that on YouTube.
Anybody go on there. Just go there and then type in twitter.com/search-advanced and type in any specific search term or key phrase that would clearly identify an individual that could potentially be your prospect. Type that into the search, and you can even do geo-searching, and you'll populate all the people that are talking about that particular topic and subject, and then you can start culling through it and then identifying them, okay, and qualifying them and prioritizing them as potentially top or prospects.
You're saying that anyone can go on Twitter, and they can put their ear on the railroad, essentially.
That's right.
And they can dive in. So continue. We're talking about, in this case, we're talking about shoes, right?
There's an old saying that I learned from a mentor of mine who you know, Max Carey Jr., one of the chief strategists, or was the chief strategist of Outback Steakhouse Corporation that grew up from one store to 2000, my favorite mentor. But there's one thing that he taught me, and that is there can be no strategy without intelligence, right? Now, repeat that. There can be no strategy without intelligence. So I take it a step further and say that there can be no greater strategy than one that's built around real-time intelligence. So when you say ear to the railroad, that's precisely what I mean, okay? So whatever business that you're in, go there, search, get your intelligence, find out what's being said, especially real-time. Okay. And then go through the search bars like that, like search-advanced on Twitter, and find, and you're going to see the latest and greatest news. You're going to call through it. It's going to break down which are the most key influential conversations at this moment. Then you're going to identify them as friend or foe. Is this a competitor, right? Which you can learn from your competitors, right?
Of course.
Or is this a friend? And then you can qualify that. And the way I qualify them, as I'm calling through conversations that are relevant and applicable to my business, I qualify it as a real-time sales lead, put them in a bucket, right? So I've got all these buckets here. Real-time sales lead, throw that here. And then later on, I can follow up with them, right? Business development opportunity, right? This might be somebody I want to do business with. It could be a co-marketing opportunity, which is slightly different than a business development opportunity,
so
right?
So essentially, I can figure out exactly the target audience or the person I want to get in front of, figure out where the demand is, and I can serve that by real-time actually hearing what people are talking about online.
That's right. Ear to the railroad. Go through there and call through, get your intel. Can't have strategy without intelligence. So now you're qualifying all these different leads for you, which you can capitalize on. So your real-time sales leads, your business development opportunities, your co-marketing opportunities, right? Your media exposure opportunities. I can guarantee you that every single writer and journalist lives on Twitter. Yeah. They don't share their Instagram or their Facebooks with you, but they all live on Twitter. And the best way for you to ever get into the news is to be timely. Right? So we like to catch them in what we call the moment of influence.
Jason, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Great to see you again.
Thank you. Yes. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents
importance. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free.
Biz Talk Radio.